And Pevov and Aleph. Rashi's on the Mishnah. Second Rashi, second Mishnah. Borsha ben shtei chetzeres, chetzev bezoy v'chetzev bezoy. It's half in each one of the chetzeres. So there doesn't mean between it. There's a gap in between. It means it's immediately adjacent. There's no gap, and it's situated half in each. In Ramalan Emenu, she said Ramalan Rishus Tavero. Each one, when you're taking out water, you're really taking out from the other side also, unless you make a mechitza. So this mechitza has to be beim elamala, beim elamato, and the gemara mefarish beim mitachoyne. It's within the rim, so we're going to understand that mitachoyne means as long as it's within the rim, even though it's not near the water, the level of the water is lower down. Even though it's not touching the water at all. There's a kula which Chazal allowed that even though it's mechitza tluya, the mechitza is above the water. So there may not be good achis mechitza. We allow the mechitza to go down. But however, ubavash tehei b'sich oigan habor, it has to be within the rim of the bor. Because theoretically, if you say good achis mechitza, you could just go like a behuda shita. If you have a wall going across above the boar is good enough. Right? So here we have, you're saying good achas machitza, you said you need to, it should be within the rim of the boar. So why is that? Shatira kafsoka. It has to be visible that it's functioning as a separation between the two sides. So that's a condition that we're making. Which is not a defining condition in the halacha of good achas machitza. It's a halacha in regards to Chazal wanting it to be nicker that you're being mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says, so why should mechitza be any better than the color of the wall which is already there? Mafsekas al panam bor, it's going above the level, above the top of the bor. Even though it doesn't go within the rim, but the ma'aseh, you're saying good achas mechitza, so it should work. That's Rabbi Yehuda's time. The Chachamim said, no, we want it to be nicker. Which again is not within for Hilchus good achas mechitza, that shouldn't be required. But for Hilchus Nicker, because I want it to be obvious, it needs to be obvious. Omer Rav Huna, not the Gemara. It says Lamata, and Beishami says you need. Beishami says Melamata, Beishal says Melamala. Lamata means Lamata Mamish. And Lamala means Lamala Mamish. Zebibor. They have to be inside of the boar. But it means lower down in the boar or higher up in the boar. That's where their argument of Beshame Silul is. Rav Yehuda Omar, Lamata means Lamata Minamim. It has to be submerged in the water. And Lamala means Lamala Minamim. It's not submerged, it's higher up. Okay. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanon Labaya. Hod Amar Rav Yehuda Lamata means Lamata Minamayim. He says it's submerged. So Maishno Lamata Mamish Delo. Rav Huna's shot with Lamata Mamish means it's above the water, but it's lower down on the bore, right above the surface level of the water. Why doesn't that work? Because that the water Lamaisa mixes from one side to the other. So you have a halachic concept of achas mechitza, but the water is flowing back and forth from the two sides. The water is all mixed together. So when you draw water from your side, you're really taking from the other side also, and that's usur. So if that's the truth, that's the pshat. See, if you submerge the mechita down to the bottom of the water, and there's water mixing above it, you solve the same problem. So what's the difference if you say that? So lamati min amayim nami hari v'mayim. Okay, so the water is mixing in the two sides. This is what Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan asked the Baya. So Baya said back, Amrlei, so Baya said back, Lo Shemir Lecha, didn't you hear Ha the Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Rav Umatzaba Mishim Rav Echiyah? Either Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, or some are inclined to say that he was said it was Rav Chiya is the one who said it. Sar Shiru Rosh Roshan Shalkonim Lamal Minamayim Tefach. That according to this pshat, not only does it have to be submerged in the water, but it has to extend a tefach above the surface of the water. So since the mechitza goes all the way up, halachically divides the two sides. See, well, there is some flow of water between. That's not our responsibility. But there's a clear, distinct separation between the two sides all the way across. There's a mechitza there. So we look at whatever you're drawing on your side is your side. But you're right. Had it been totally submerged and the water was connected above the top of the mechitza, it would be a problem. Okay. The word says, furthermore, Bisu, Hod Amar Rav Yehuda, in Rav Yehuda's Pshat, when he said, Lamala Minamayim. Which means he's learning, Lamala means, as opposed to Rav Huna. So let's say, for argument's sake, the depth of the bore is 10 feet deep. And 5 feet are full of water. So according to Rav Huna, lamala means you put the mechitza all the way to the top of the bore 10 feet up above the bottom of the ground of the bore, as long as it's within the rim. And lamata means right above the water. According to Rav Yehuda, lamata means submerged in the water, and lamala means right above the water, but not all the way up. Lamala minamai means right above the water. So when Rabbi Huda said Lamala means Lamala min amayim, Maishna Lamala mamish, why doesn't he learn like Rav Huna learned Lamala mamish means all the way up at the top of the bore? Why not Zarivi Maya, that because the water is mixed and Tzmechitza Tzuya, it's hanging above the water, it's way up there, so there's water below which is connected to two sides. Well, the lamal min amayim nami or rivi mayim have the same problem, but as long as it's above the water, so beneath it, the water, the two sides of the water are connected. So this is also Rav Chanan's kasha to Abayim. Our Malays, Abayim said back, didn't you hear Hodotani Yaakov Karchinoa, the Yaakov Karchinoa, quoted a brisa which said, Sarsha Yishka Rashi Konim Bimayim Tefa. That, and this pshat, it requires that there is in Beis Hillel, which says Lamala, but there has to be at least one Tefa of the Mechitza which is extended into the water. So Beis Hillel says, once in the water, there's a heker mechitza. In the water itself already, you see two sides for tefach long. That's good enough to allow Gudach's mechitza to take care of the rest. But you're right. If there be no heker at all in the water between the two sides, it doesn't work. And Beis Shammai says you need to have the whole thing separated. Okay. Some more is not going to ask them, but let's see Rashi. The Mata, the first Rashi of the Gemara. The second Rashi in the Amma, which has the word Gemara right next to it. The Mata, the Kamar Mishama, when Bishama says the word the Mata, it means the Mata Mamish. It means lower down, stomach Lamaim, near the water. However, you do not need any of the posts to be submerged in the water. The Mala, the Kamar Mishila says the Mala, means the Mala Mamish all the way up. Stomach, this was, I think, near the rim. Milamala up above. Im yirtza daya b'kach. If he wants it, that's good enough. Because that was in the bor. However, both require that it should be inside of the bor. Afilu b'sil utzarech shetehe kolam achitza kol mitzvah zorim ma'oigen habor ulifnim. But the whole 10 tefachim of the machitza have to be within the rim of the bor and below. Rav Yehuda mer lamata de b'shamay means lamata min ha'mayim. It has to be all the way down on the bottom of the bore. The mal of Beisilo means the mal in a mayim. Ubahom akili shein kolam srichim liga b'mayim. They do not need to be submerged in the water at all, at least at this step of the Gemara. Avo l'mal amamish loy, but all the way up at the top, suspended in the air, way above the water level. As long as it's within the rim of the bore, which Rav Chiya said that's acceptable, Rav Huna said that's acceptable, according to Beis Hillel, that's not true. Mala de Rav Yehuda, who matzah de Rav Huna. So Rav Yehuda's lamala, which means right above the water level, is what Rav Huna called lamata, which means lower down near the water level. He says, why? Where's it going? It says, when Yehuda says the matzah in the mayim, why do you need it? It can't be above the water, because then you have a situation. Daribi mayim tachas a mechitza. The water below where the mechitza is would be connected. So right now, when it's submerged, haribi mayim ala mechitza pamash mayim amuki mesora. The mechitza is 10 tefachim high. It's on the ground, and the water is more. It's higher than 10 tefachim, and it's connected above the mechitza. So he said back, no. We quote in the Koran Beis Shammai that you need shiiru rashi kadam hal yadim, the top of the post of the mechitza have to be higher than the water level. So it has to start by the ground to go all the way up above the water level. Rav Yehuda nami alibet veisil of the kamri lamalim in amayim. Rav Yehuda learned that lamalim in amayim meant somach lamayim. Of a rochim in amayim, there's a gap between the water. There's a distance between where the water level is and where the mechitza is hanging. It's not acceptable. So what's the difference? Maishon lamalim mamish to rochim in amayim. The low, you said lamalim, if it's distance from the water, is not acceptable. Because she mechitza is a hefsek mikaris b'mayim, it's not obvious that it's splitting the water. Barevi maya lehedja lamata lehedja, and the water is connected. So matanami may hefsek ika harei ein noigim b'mayim. But if you put it lower down near the water level, you still have the same problem. The water is connected. The answer sheishka rosh ha'ekonim. The lower parts of the posts go into the water at Tefer. They need a total separation all the way down from where the bottom is, the tumbling of the pits, the depths. So all the way down to the ground and all the way up through the water till the Rosh HaKadam are above the water level. Basilis boy hacker machitza. Basilis says that halachos machitza works. Kudachas machitza. But you need a hacker that it's there. You see, I'll have a hacker if it's submerged one tefach in. Okay. Veloha, the second last line. Dama Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. Kara Arba Materis Bechurva. We have a house which is a churva, a building which is a churva, part of the roof is caved in, etc. But there's a beam which is 4 tefachim wide, and it goes across from side to side. So under that beam you're allowed to carry. Because the beam will say p'tikri yer b'sosim, like a good achaz mechitz on the two sides of the beam, and that they've enclosed within itself an area which is 4 by 4, so it has a shem mechitz on it, and it's mutter to carry inside of it. That's what Yehuda says. And Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua Karabah Matzeres B'mayim. The same way it's matzah by the case of the churva, it's matzah by the case of water. So in case you have a bore between two chatzeres and you put this kara, which is 4 tefachim wide, in between, it will be matzah. The bore says, first of all, ha'azul t'li, lirach gisa umaisi. You put your bucket in, the nature of the bucket is that it flows through the water, it doesn't go straight down. So it hits the water level and it'll drift to the other side. Where it says, Kimel Rabbanan del Ein Deli Mechalach Yersin Me'arba'ot Tefachim. So the bucket doesn't drift that far. Okay, so we're not worried about him actively drawing water from the imamish from the other side. But the two sides are connected, and we're quoting this from the name of Rav Yehuda, and we have Rav Yehuda over here saying you need a hefsek mechitza, either a total mechitza according to Reish Lakish, or partially submerged in the water according to Beis Hillel. So how could over here he allow the kara to accomplish that? Mor says, Ella, what are we forced to say? Mishum the kal hu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. It's a special leniency which Chazal put by what comes to the vision of water that we say for the purposes of drawing water. So we say that we're going to, it's a kula, we're going to rely, the mechitza tluya is mutter. Rabbi Tavla, Mirav, Mechitza Tzuya, Masha Tatar Bechurva. So, well, the Chitza Tzuya be Matar Bechurva. And Rab said back, Amalai, Ein Mechitza Tzuya, Mataris El Bemayim, Kalush Kilachav Bemayim. Mechitza Tzuya works by water, by nothing else. So, how does that answer the question? So Rashi learns the more. It doesn't answer the question. The more is really saying is being doicher Rav Yehuda's pshat. So you see that that's not our understanding of how the din of mechitzah tzuya works. When it comes to water, we don't need it to be submerged. Because our mekel. So the statement of Rav Yehuda over here is not accepted.
What statement of Rav Yehuda is?
How he explains the Mishnah. There's a beam going across from one side, one wall to the other, across. Like a common thing you have on a churva. Hanoiflis, which they fall down, some beams still remain intact. So this beam was 4 tefachim wide. It's 4 tefachim wide. it's lying on the side. I mean, it's four tefachim wide. It's maybe, you know, 10 amas, 15 amas long, but it's chud is not four tefachim wide. So if he's standing straight up and down, you wouldn't have four tefachim. Even though this thing is four tefachim, you know, four tefachim beneath it. So Hashem that was lying with the wide side down. Mutal tzaltzal tachtei, you're allowed to carry underneath. The tamer, we say. The two sides have a look and say that they come down and close the area beneath it. Chitzatzliya works even not by water. We don't pass them like him in that point. Why four? When you say the two sides go down and enclose, so then it'll be enclosed. You're enclosing an area for tefachim. Why? The mechitza, the pachas mechalal arba ain't a mechitza, because a mechitza which is made to enclose an area less than four doesn't get a status of a mechitza, and the area does not get a status of an area which you'd be allowed to carry. So that was that case of Hurva. And Nachman said it works also by mayim. You put this beam across from one side to the other, between the two mechateres. Run a beam like this, which is four tefachim wide, even though it's not in the water at all. You say pita k'yar v'saisim. Gurach is two sides are yar v'saisim, and there's a mechitza between the two of them. Boris says, yeah, but that's very nice, but practically the bucket is drifting to the other side, the other kisa. Tachos kol recha v'karu. It drifts beneath the whole width of this kara, chutz the kara to the other, beyond the kara on the other side, b'chel l'chaber and the other person's portion. See, if we have a masar, it doesn't do that. Boris says, yeah, but the water is connected, Arabian Maya, Rabbi Yehuda, Hefzik Mechitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda requires that there should be some type of Hefzik Mechitza, which in the water. Velesed Rabbi Yehuda, so means Rabbi Yehuda's gone, this was taken before Rabbi Yehuda, you require that the Mechitza should be in the water, either totally or partially, is not true. Alkar of Vihuna, Vesilla Mala Mamish Kamri. So the Vesilla does not require that the Rashi Kadam to be submerged at all, and they can be even higher up as long as it's within the rim of the boar. So Rashi, Hakasin El Kalu, Vahulu. Chitza Tuyma Teres Afbi Yabosho, that's right, okay. So the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, look to him, Machitza. You're building this machitza is it better than the wall, which is already there, which is going above the airspace of the bor, and you can say gurach machitza of the walls of the kersel down below into the bor. Okay, Omer Rabbi Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shitas Rabbi Yosi, Omer. Yehuda says that you can say gurach is mechitza, and mechitza tuya works even suspended above it totally. He's going to Rabbi Yosi's shita. He's going to shita Rabbi Yosi to Omar mechitza tuya materas afilu biyabasha. He goes mechitza materas mechitza tuya works even on ground. Therefore, if it works on the ground, which it's clearly distinct and up above, hanging down, and there's a gap in between, so that there's no need to have the mechitza, which is matter by the water, partially submerged in the water or right within the space of the board, as long as there's a mechitza there, it goes down. What's the BIC? Person is building the walls of the sukkah, going down from higher up to So I lost the place. He's somebody Michelle should have found this from the Malama. He's making the walls of the sukkah going down. If they don't reach it, love it to the ground, it's possible. So Tanakhama says it has to reach within three tvachim of the ground. So mechitza tluya will not work, even though the mechitza is 10 tvachim high, but if it's more than, if it's three tvachim or more off of the ground, it's not acceptable. If you're weaving the walls going up, definitely 10 tvachim high. Because you're tvachim shkshere. If you hear see our kashem shem lamata lamala asura, kachman lamala lamata asura. So Rashi says, as long as you have a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, I don't care that it's not placed adjacent to the ground. It could be 5 tefachim off the ground. It's okay. Mechitza tluya works. So Rabbi Yehuda here and Rabbi Yossi there are saying the same thing. The word beloihi. This is not true. This statement, the more is saying Rabbi Berberchono, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said the same thing, the more it says, Lohi, it's not true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Lok Rabbi Yossi. Lo Rabbi Yossi, Sava Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Neither one holds of the other one. How so? Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Sava Lok Rabbi Yossi, Ad Kam Lekam Rabbi Yehuda, Elu Be'eru Ve'chatzeris Terabona, Abba Sukkah, Derais, Loi. Over there, you're dealing with it. You need, there's a requirement of walls on your Sukkah, Midarais, to be into the midst of Sukkah. He says, well, I'm not going to touch, I'm not going to rely on a mechitza tluya working for sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says. For a Rubik HaTeris, we'll give it a din, that's a wall. Not for sukkah the Raisa. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda does not necessarily have to agree with Rabbi Yossi. But the Rabbi Yossi, if he's willing to say mechitza tluya works on the ground for a sukkah, for sure it should work over the water for a ruach hatzairus. No. Well, Rabbi Yossi, some of the Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lekamer Rabbi Yossi ala besukkah disir asehu ala Shabbos disir skilahu loy. Even though this is the Rabbanan, the final goal over here is to address issues where guys are by Rishriyas Rabbanan, but to protect Rishriyas Deraisa. Rishriyas Deraisa, you were dealing with Issus Skila, so Rabbi Yossi says that even though I rely on it for Sukkah, I will not necessarily rely on it for Rubik and Sabres. In Tamar Oysa Maisa Shanasa Bitsipari. If you're going to ask me that, there was a story which took place in the city of Tzipar, which Ruth Moore is going to quote soon. So what we're saying now, if Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Mechitza Tluya by Shabbos, the Maisa which we're going to quote, which was relying on a Mechitza Tluya to transport a Sefer Torah to be able to lay in on Shabbos, they relied on a Mechitza in the city of Tzipari, there was a Maisa and they relied on Mechitza Tluya. So who are they going like? They're not going like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi does not rely on Mechitza Tluya for Shabbos, according to what we're saying right now. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi Shita, Ella Alpi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rather, it was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Shita. Yeah. And Moore says, what's the story? Moore brings the story. He also, Rav Dimi, Omar, Hamacha Shachu Balevi, Sefer Torah Mi Bayyam. So the Sefer Torah was being stored in a house, not in the shul. The shul was, they were in different chatzeris. So there was no Eruv from one where the Sefer Torah is. There's no room of chateris between where the Sefer Torah was and where the shul is. And they forgot to bring it from before Shabbos. So what they did was they took Sadinim, which conveniently were living out in the Chatzeris. There were poles there. They put up the poles, put the Sadinim between the poles, and then they carried the Torah from the house to the shul, going through this path which is built with poles with Sadinim hanging down. So what do they do?
And close on all four sides.
Close on, well, it went from the house to the shul.
Oh, okay, so the whole...
You needed a path. You just needed a path. It was enclosed on two sides. Oh, enclosed on four sides, not with Sedina.
Right, okay.
When was this built?
What?
When was this construction built?
On Shabbos. Well, wait. We're getting there. So, the Malkar Parsha Sedina Lahamudim, Aviyu Sefer Torah Bekarboi. So they relied on this mechitza, which the more conversation right now is this mechitza was a mechitza tluya. So who cares when you made it? Can you make it on Tuesday? But the point is, it's not a mechitza which is matir. Well, apparently they held it was matir. It's worse than that's the Mishmar Rabbi. Okay.
But how do you know that's it's a mechitza
tluya. Yeah. Well, I know because the Morris coin that was the Mises, which happened.
We know it's a question, but the
would it be automatically understood to be mechitza tluya from the facts which are presented to us? I don't think so. The Morris says okay, but the Morris then goes off into a different problem, which is what Jonathan was asking: are you allowed to make this thing on Shabbos? The Morris says, "Parsu the chatkila mishari." Are you allowed? He says, "Parsu means they made it on Shabbos. They spread it out on Shabbos. Is that mutar on Shabbos?" Okay, you can't make an oil roy on Shabbos. Now this wasn't an oil, this was a mechitza. And even though you can't make an oil roy on Shabbos, mechitza roy you can make on Shabbos. So where is that? Before, when the Gemara quotes this, Tesis points out that a mechitza hamateris, which is used to create a heter on something, gets the same cheshivas as an oil aroy that it's also to make lechatchila on Shabbos. But mechitza which is l'sniyas ba'alma is not also to make mechitza roy, which is l'sniyas ba'alma is not also to make on Shabbos. Morris says, "Ella, what was the case? Matsu sedinim prusim ala mudim. The case was the mechitzas, the sedinim were already there, hanging there, not for the purpose of selling mimat or anything, but they were there." And he said, "Okay, that's great. So let's rely on that and take the sefer Torah to the shul to read." Let's see Rashi. Mechitza tluya mataris biyabasha. Okay, the Rashi says it works even biyabasha. Hel b'mayim nami ein sarach shetiru hamechitza asuya b'shil amayim. You wouldn't. So Yehuda says, I don't need it that it should be within the rim of the bore, even though it's going above the rim of the bore. But since it works on Yabasha, so it'll work over here also. It's not any worse than that.
What do you mean, Bishmiel?
Because of. Hamashalshal is try tzibilaz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, said. Hamashalshal try tzibilaz. He's lowering down the walls. And the Mala, he's weaving them. The Mala Mata, Shehitzchol Larig Mechitzas Asukim, the Mala Barig Balamati, he's building downwards. So the Chabamas, the Sadakama says he has to get it within three tvachim of the ground, otherwise it's not good. If it's three tvachim of the ground, the Gvidim Bokimbo, small animals can get in under it. So therefore it's considered Mechitzas Tuyo, Psulin, it's not acceptable. Well, in general, that's true, but the point was it was clear that you're having a gap. Whereas if you start from the ground, you start from the ground up. Gracie said, no problem. If the whole in the matter of the shenogus b'karka, if you're going up, it's okay. As long as the height is 10 tefachim high of the mechitza, where it's placed is not a problem. I'll be shenan the megias l'schach. No, sorry, before that, we're going on the going up still. So as long as it's 10 tefachim high, even though there's a gap between them and the schach, it's okay. They're not, means that they've reached the height of mechitza, 10 tefachim high. The same way, it doesn't have to touch the schach. There can be a gap. The worst is that's not true, because that's the case of Rabbi Chatzeris, and this is a case of Sukkah, which is the rice. So he said back, that's Hasei. This is Skila, Abba Shabbos, this is Skila, Abba Gav, the Bashriyas, the Rabbanon Lekha Skila. Because the Rabbanon can't derive the Tikkun, because our Masak and with the Chumras of Shabbos. In time of Havel, the Rabbi Yossi, the Gabi Shabbos, the less than Mechitza Tluya, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Mechitza Tluya. Maisha Shanazim, Tifar Ayurei, Mechitza Tluya, Kedamar Lekamon. It was a case of Mechitza Tluya. So, how do they allow that? Apiminas, well, Rabbi Yossi Roish of Tzipora happened. Tzipora was Rabbi Yossi's city. The people of Yossi and Kula, can remember Sanhedrin, Ach, Rabbi Yossi of Tzipora. When you go, we will follow Rabbi Yossi to go to the city of Tzipora. So Tzipora was Rabbi Yossi's city. So the answer is, Hulk said, Loyal Pi Rabbi Yossi, Nasa, El Pi Rishma, Rabbi Yossi, Nasa. It was under the reign of Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi. Shekhar Nifter Rav Yossi, Rav was Nifter. And his son took over, and he allowed it. Longer sin in Loi, Apir Rav Yehuda. No, it wasn't Rav Yossi, but rather it was Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda laughed, but Tzipari Havi wasn't there. But Rav Yehuda Shari, the Harashiyas, the Baran, Havi Kila, come on. I'm sorry. The Girsa was the Lord Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. That was the flow of that story. Zippuri, who was it? It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi. Now, as Rashi says, we're not curious that, because Rabbi Yehuda would actually be mutter. A and B, what would Rabbi Yehuda help us? Our kasha was that the city of Zippuri was Rabbi Yossi's domain. So how are you? If Rabbi Yehuda was us, so how are you mutter? So well, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. And it would be Rabbi Yehuda be okay? It wouldn't be okay. The basic Knesset, they didn't bring the Sefer Torah before Shabbos to the shul, which is a different chatzar. They would bring it through this chatzar. How they do that? between the two. The parsha sadina magabi amudim. Lios mechitza mafsekas. Etz mechitza zachatzur. There'd be so they ran. I guess one side was the wall of the chatzur. One side was these mechitzas. You made a path between the wall and these curtains. They made a pathway, a narrow alley, kehiluch, which allow you wide enough to be able to walk between the sedinim and the walls. But what do you help? But it's owned by the bnei chatzur. And they didn't contribute together with the owner of the house. The answer is they don't have any shaykhs here. The only person who has any access in here is the person with the house, which he's now going from his house to the shul. The case was the sedinim were mechitzas tluyah. Case of putting the board into the window to stop it up. You're allowed to do it. You're adding onto the oil of roy. Who adding the oil in a form which is a roy? But to make an oil, you can't make it. Shabbos perek kol kelim. Okay. Let's hold it here.